Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
So we have a very bookish day for you amid the festival of sport that's going on, because the triumphs for Ireland are not just in sport, because fittingly for our day, trumpeting stories that we're going to do this morning, we want to congratulate a friend of the show, Colin Barrett. Do you remember him? Do you remember Wild Houses? It was the very, very first novel we featured here on this show when we began anew in February. And we raved about it at the time, and so did Sarah Jessica Parker. No, but we did it first. We put it on the map. And thrilled to see Colin's debut novel named in the long list of the Booker Prize 2024. It is the most revered literary prize in the world, no less. And he is in the just 13 nominees. He is, and it's, I think it's a surprise, the only Irish entry, because we had so many last year. And I'm delighted to say that Colin Barrett is on the line for Mayo. Good morning, Colin.
How you doing, Oliver? Good morning.
Congratulations to you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, it's a very happy surprise to be on the long list.
The Booker Prizes, they announced the nominees at 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon. What were you doing?
Yeah, I was on a train with my two children from Dublin to Westport train.
Lovely.
I live just outside of Ballina, but that's where I grew up. So I'm in my mother's my childhood home.
Ah.
My mum and my two kids. So when it was officially announced, I was I think we just left Athlone or somewhere like that, you know, on that train. So very fittingly, because I've been on that train for a long, long time, going up and down.
The train out of Athlone is where dreams are made. we've always said it.
Dreams can happen in unlikely places, you know.
Does that mean that you didn't really get so many calls or texts because you're on the train and it's a bit ropey at times?
They were coming in. No, they were coming in anyway. The Wi-Fi is pretty good these days on the train. So, a reliable stream of emails and texts and whatnot came in. So, I mean, yeah, it was just, I'd been aware of the news myself just for a couple of days, but I had to.
Oh, is that right?
I had to keep it confidential. Yeah, yeah.
You did a good job.
So it was, I did as I was told. And, I did know it was coming. But, I mean, it was a surprise for everyone else. And I mean, it was a surprise for me when I originally found out as well. I mean, I have to say, yeah, I couldn't believe it.
When exactly then did you find out?
Just a couple of days earlier. At
okay.
my British, my publisher in the UK, my editor, Nick Skidmore, who works for Cape, contacted me. And it was, you know, we weren't currently working on a book. We were, with Wild Houses. I'm working on a new book, but
yeah,
Wild Houses was he did a lot of editing on that. With my Irish American editor Katie Racian, but he contacted me, and I thought, well, it was the summer, and I hadn't heard from him in a little while, just because we weren't working on anything. And I thought, well, Nick now has either been promoted or fired if he's giving me a call in the middle of the summer.
Yeah.
Either way, he's moving on to better things, maybe. And but he said I need to speak with you quickly, and it was. In the middle of last week, I was doing something even less glamorous than being on the train. I was just at home with my kids. And he just said, we came out with it pretty quickly, said you've been long listed for the Booker. So, I mean, I just kept asking him, is there not a mistake? This can't be true. So, yeah.
That's an amazing moment. What age are your kids?
4 and 8.
So the 8-year-old, you'll be able to explain a little bit. I'm
yeah,
sure.
No, they're tremendously unimpressed. Oliver,
yes,
so, you know, the train ride, I pretty quickly had to go back to making sure they were fed and watered. And they're aware that daddy writes books, but you know, my daughter has asked if she wanted to gauge my fame level in comparison with Taylor Swift. So
right, okay.
I said it's quite a bit below that.
There's a bit of a gap there.
You know, so but she's like, okay.
We're both from the tortured writers department, you could say.
We're both tortured poets in a way. I'm from Mayo, the land of tortured poets. Yeah.
Yeah. Where she had rumoured to have gone, although no sightings occurred of Taylor Swift.
I didn't see her, but she listened. I'll let you know.
Did you know you were the only Irish author representing the country?
No, Oliver, I didn't. I
Until
didn't know
yesterday.
Who else really was on it, you know. So because you know, it is all confidential. So I knew I was going to be on it, but that was it.
They don't tell anyone else. Yeah, it is extraordinary, isn't it? Because we're in a year where Colm Tobin is a new novel, Sally Rooney, Keelan Hughes, Roddy Doyle, Kevin Barry, Donal Ryan have new books out. There's exciting authors as well. Ferdy Lennon, who I know is a pal of yours.
Yeah, Ferdy's book's wonderful.
You're on your own.
That's part of the surprise, because I mean I was proud of my book. I did as well as I could with it, you know. But it's a big leap from, you know, hoping you're been proud of your book and hoping it finds an audience out there and getting on this shortlist, because it's just, you know, it's open to so many books. I mean, in the UK and America, and you know,
all books in the English language.
Pretty wide brief. So, I mean, you can be both proud of your book and totally accept that it may not get on there. So, I mean, it was, I still am a little bit incredulous about it all. And yeah, as you said, I mean, there's so many great Irish books out this year. I was surprised I was the only Irish writer, and I get it, which does speak to the, you know, to the quality of Irish writing.
Because last year we had four, and of course two made the shortlist, and the Irish author Paul Lynch, he won the whole thing out.
Yeah. So, I mean,
it's career changing for you, Colin, isn't it?
Well, it's a big boost, yeah. I mean, yeah, as I said, it's not something you think about, and it's not something you could expect to happen, really, reasonably. Even very, very, very venerated writers who've been around for a long time, you know, don't necessarily get on this thing or too much. So, I mean, I'm shocked, but I'm very, very delighted to be on it. And
Well done. Remind us what Wild Houses is about. I raved about it. I said it was like Breaking Bad in Ballina, because I like to understate things.
That's a pretty useful description, Oliver. Yeah. So, but it revolves kind of around a kidnapping in and around Ballina town in Mayo, and a young boy is kidnapped and brought to the house of a reclusive young man named Dev Hendrick, who's sort of recently bereaved. His mother died, who he's living with, and he now just lives on his own, way out in the middle of nowhere, as it were. And then this young boy is brought to his house for reasons that are explained pretty quickly in the book. And then the other main character is Nikki Hennigan. She lives in Ballina town. She's a 17-year-old. She's the girlfriend of the boy who's been kidnapped, and she's basically the only character with any cop and sense in the book. So she has to. Yeah. She's kind of tasked. She's left with kind of. Figure out this mess that has happened to herself and Dev.
And there's great kind of domestic queasiness, isn't there, with Cocoa Pops and lasagna, afternoon telly.
And what I love. Well, that's my food writing. That's what I grew up with. Cocoa Pops, lasagna, frozen pizza. So it's a kind of domestic novel. It's about a bunch of mainly men, and they've kidnapped this young fella and they're keeping him in a house. But it's secretly kind of a domestic novel. There's just lots and lots of scenes of Dev having to sweep up after these guys who are making a mess. Clean up after these guys are making a mess, and so there's lots of eating, lots of food and drinking as well.
Yeah, and there's and Turlocks, of course, an unusual and rarely seen literary device. More people are going to find out what a Turlock is around the world.
If people don't know exactly what a Turlock is, they will find out. I kind of discovered the fact years ago. I mean, they're kind of a seasonal lake. They only show up in the west of Ireland. I think they're somewhere in Wales that they exist as well.
Oh, don't mind that. No, it's only the west.
But mainly, it's not just Ireland. It's only in the west of Ireland, I think, as well. So they're a geographical phenomenon that play an important role in the book. Yeah. So, I mean, hopefully everyone can enjoy.
That's right. They're now getting international acclaim, the Turlocks. I'm delighted for them, especially. And the train out of Athlone. Listen, off and enjoy it. I told you in February you'd be busy at awards season later in the year. It has come to pass, so enjoy every minute of it. And we're already looking forward to your next one.
Thank you so much, Oliver.
You can't tell us anything about it, I presume, can you, now that I'm on?
The next one, I'm in the early days of the next novel, yeah. That's where my headspace has been for the last while. So it's temporarily gone back to Wild Houses, but I'll be back into it now soon again as well.
Get on to it. Get on there now, because the currency value has gone up.
That's all you can do, right, the next one, yeah.
We're going to be talking to kids this morning about young readers. Are your children into reading, and
we do a bedtime routine with them every night. Yeah. We read books, you know, so they've got their iPads, they've got Netflix and all that, but they do still love the sort of just that calm moment before bedtime every night where we do reading. So yeah, it's a very important ritual in our house.
Brilliant. Listen, Colin, thanks a million. Go off and enjoy. We'll leave you off to the summer in Ballina. Thanks a million. That's Colin Barrett there, our latest Irish Booker nominee. I like to say nominee. They always say long list. It's not a very long list with 13, but that is a great, another Mayo person on the Booker list, obviously following in Sally Rooney, whose Normal People was on it years ago. That was her second novel.